I'm Jacob Lewis, and you're listening to Neighbors. Today we have a new series for you. It comes from Neighbors producer Tasha A.F. Limley, and it's called Sans Houses. You see, Tasha spent years photographing people living on the street. It's actually how she got into radio. She wanted a voice to go with the pictures, so she bought a recorder and a microphone and started interviewing people. That brought her to a guy named David. He's the first in our series. He was a traveler, an addict. He loved animals and the Grateful Dead. She took his picture, listened to his story. Here's Tasha.
After more than 40 years on the street, David moved indoors through help from a SOAR program in Nashville, Tennessee. In 2012, he spoke to me candidly about that major change and his life with a terminal illness.
My name is David. I'm 54 years old. There's no secret, I've been homeless most of my life. On the streets, I was 13 years old, and I remained there for most of my life. During my acceptance into the Social Security benefits, shortly thereafter, I was diagnosed with colon cancer and cirrhosis of the liver. Put it in a bathtub full of hepatitis C, and that's what you've got. You got me. And if it wasn't for this program, they would probably discover my rotting body someday out in the middle of the woods somewhere in an abandoned house. And I'm so appreciative. I still pinch myself. I can't believe I'm comfortable. I'm really comfortable now. Got all the food, medical attention, a support network, chaplain. It's a good deal, and I'm so appreciative for it. Met a lot of beautiful people. I've lived more lives in my 54 years than 10 men would live in their lifetimes. Yeah. I could almost coin the phrase, you know, been there, done that, seen that, you know. But now it's time for me to retire, and I have a place to retire to. I mean, doing so many narcotics that, if I don't take them, I'm doubled over in pain, and when I take them, I'd be hugging a bucket. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. I might as well be frank about this. I haven't told anybody this, not even my chaplain, but I'm fucking scared, man. I'm getting scared of what's gonna happen, but that's neither here nor there. I'm comfortable with my God, but I just don't know about the actual transition is what, you know, what do I expect? And he knows my heart. I'm not really afraid of going to hell. That's just, you know, will I have a body? Will I recognize you? I mean, can we go fishing? I don't know. I'll write you and tell you how it goes.
David passed away in May of 2013. I'm still waiting on that letter.
We'll post this interview and Tasha's photos up on our website at neighborspodcast.com. If you like what we're doing, give us a review in iTunes. It helps a lot. And while you're at it, if you're in Nashville on May 2nd, come on out to Flat Rock Coffee, Tea, and More for a night of live storytelling. The theme is Failed Experiment. We'll be hanging out at 6, story start at 7. I hope to see you there. Neighbors is produced by Tasha A.F. Limley, Bailey Robbins, and me, Jacob Lewis. Thanks for listening. And as always, I'm reminding you to get to know your neighbors.